Okay, when you're there, Simon Reish, Mem, Seif, Yud, Beis. So we got to Yud Aleph, and then I made a mistake and skipped to Yud Aleph. So now we're going back to Yud, Beis. Okay, this is also a Braisa in Kiddushin. Omar lo Ovid, Hashkeini Mayim. His father asks him for a drink of water. V'yesh lefanav lasos mitzvah overis. And he has in front of him a mitzvah whose time is passing. It means if he doesn't do it, he's going to lose out on the mitzvah. Kugon kvuras meis, or the vaya, burying the dead, or a funeral. In efshar le mitzvah shete osa idei acherim, if there's somebody else to do the mitzvah overes, so then yasuk b'kavod aviv, so he should stick with serving his father. And the other mitzvah, which is passing, which is not a mitzvah that is incumbent on him, somebody else can do it. So let the other person do that mitzvah, and he should serve his father. However, but if he started the mitzvah first, yigmar, he should finish the mitzvah that he started. Because of the rule, when we are involved in one mitzvah, we are pater from the other mitzvahs. Continues the Machader, im ein sham acherim lasos, if there are no other people to take care of the mitzvah, so he has the mitzvah of taking care of his father, and another mitzvah which is passing, and there's no one else to do the mitzvah, so yasok b'mitzvah v'yaniach kovod aviv, so he should put his kovod aviv on hold, stop serving his father, take care of the mitzvah which is overus, and then come back to take care of his father. Rama, mihu, im eins man ha mitzvah overes, but if the other mitzvah at hand is not, the time is not going to pass, so then yaso b'kavod aviv, he should first take care of his father's needs, v'acher kach yaseh ha-mitzvah, and afterwards go take care of the mitzvah. That's Sif Yud Beis. Sif Yud Gimel. Sif Yud Gimel is a famous Gemara, the end of the first parak of Megillah. Talmud Torah gadol mikibud avaim. Learning Torah is a greater mitzvah than kibud avaim. Where do we learn that out from? Says the Shach Sif Katan Tesvav. Hachi Alfinan. This is what we learn in Megillah Daf Tezayin Miyakov. Shekol osu shanim shaloma torba bei shem ve'ever v'nenash aleim afabi shebita mitzvah kibud. For all the years that Yaakov was separated from his father Yitzchak, he was punished midah keneged midah, that his son Yosef was separated from him. So for the 22 years that Yaakov was separated from Yitzchak, Yosef was separated from Yaakov. When you do the calculation, it's 14 years that are missing, where Yaakov was not with his father, but he's not punished for those 14 years. So Chazal over there derived those 14 years, Yaakov on his way down to Lavan's house stopped off by the base medrash of Shem Ve'Aver and learned for 14 years. During those years that he was learning, so because he was learning, he was not punished for his not serving his father. So we see from here, Talmud Torah, gadol mikibud av va'eim. However, says the Pisklei Tshuva. You see the Pisklei Tshuva on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch in Sifkatan Ches. Sifkatan Ches, Talmud Torah gadol. And v'dafkim tzarich lelei chutz la'ir. That's only if the son needs to go learn out of town, because the learning there is better, which we're going to get to at the end of the siman. Avalim hu be'ir, but if the son is learning in town, sarach l'shari sa'av v'lachsa l'torasa. Moshe kosa, the siman reish mem vav sif yud ches. He can't tell his father, sorry, dad, I'm learning, leave me alone. If he's local, then he needs to take care, he needs to help his father, and then go back, to learn. What does it say over there? Reish Mem Vav Sif Yud Ches. So the Shach also sends us to Reish Mem Vav Yud Ches. But the Shach sends us to Reish Mem Vav Yud Ches, not on Sif Yud Gimel, but rather on Sif Yud Beis. Why is that? Because in Reish Mem Vav, which is Hilchos Talmud Torah, Sif Yud Ches, there we have the rule that Talmud Torah is Shokul, weighs Kenega Kula Mitzvahs, Talmud Torah Kenega Kulav. Talmud Torah is equal to all the mitzvahs put together. No, so what does that mean? I should sit and learn and not do any mitzvahs because the biggest mitzvah is sitting and learning? So no, we have the same rule that we said in Sif Yud Beis. If somebody else can take care of the mitzvah, so let someone else take care of the mitzvah, and I should sit and learn. If there's a mitzvah that no one else can take care of, then I should take care of the mitzvah. So I assume the reason that it's brought down is to tell us that that's a mitzvah, that serving my father is something that you're not going to go take care of my father. I have to take care of my father. And therefore, that's a mitzvah that I should stop learning, go take care of my father, and come back. That's why the Pesachei Tshuva is bringing it down, and it's comparable to the mitzvah Kibud Av V'Em. We just said, if someone else can do the other mitzvah, let someone else do the mitzvah. But if there's no one else to do the mitzvah, I need to take care of the mitzvah. That's what we said by Kibud Av V'Em, and that's the same thing that we say by Talmud Torah. If there's someone else to do the mitzvah, let them do it. If not, then I stop learning and do the mitzvah and come back to learning. Okay, so, but again, it doesn't mean the kid sits in the living room with a sefer, and every time you ask him to do something, he throws out the Talmud Torah card. Now, maybe if the son really learned, we don't want to disturb our halavai, our son should really be sitting in the living room and really be learning, and then we don't want to disturb them. But you see from here that if they are sitting in the living room learning, you can't tell he wants to go learn in yeshiva in wherever the place is, and that their learning is better for him, so that we're going to learn about. So he can go there, even though by doing so, he's not around to take out the garbage. But when he is around, so that's what Pesach Yeshiva says, then he doesn't have the Talmud Torah exemption. That's Sif Yigim. Sif Yudalid, we did last week. Sif Tes Vav. Amar lo aviv lavro divrei Torah. If your father tells you to violate something from the Torah, bein mitzvah aseh, bein mitzvah lo aseh, whether it's a mitzvah aseh or it's a mitzvah lo aseh, it doesn't matter. Not only that, but afilu mitzvah shel divreya, even if it's a mitzvah derabanan, we don't say kibud av v'em is a biblical mitzvah. The mitzvah that my father wants you to violate is only derabanan. So the biblical mitzvah, Kibud Av V'Em, pushes away the rabbinical mitzvah, whatever it is that my father wants me to violate. No way! We don't say that. Lo Yishmalo. He doesn't listen to his father. When his father asks him to do something, that is Aser, even if it's only Aser Midrabana. The Shach explains, in Sif Katan Yud Zayin, Dirsiv, because the Pasuk says, Ish Imo V'Aviv Tirov. A man, his father and mother, you must fear Ani Hashem. What's Ani Hashem doing there? Ani Hashem is here to tell me, Kulchem, all of you, you and your mother and your father are all Chayev B'Kvodi, in my covet. My covet comes before Kibud Av V'Em. And my covet involves keeping all the mitzvahs all the time, even if they are rabbinical mitzvahs. Look at the Be'er HaGola. The Be'er HaGola, who gives the citation where the Shulchan Aruch got every single halacha, happens to be that my children are direct descendants of the Be'er HaGola. The Be'er HaGola was a great grandfather, great great grandfather, I forgot, of the Vilna Gaon. And my wife, my father-in-law, comes from the brother of the Vilna Gaon, Rabbi Avram Achi Hagra, the brother of the Vilna Gaon. So this is the great-grandfather of the Vilna Gaon. It's also the great-grandfather of the Vilna Gaon's brother. So Mamela, my children are descendants of the great Be'er HaGola. So the Be'er HaGola, some places, oftentimes, especially Aruch Chaim, he doesn't say very much. He'll just tell you where it is. Where did the Shulchan Aruch get this from? He'll tell you the Gemara and the Daf. Doesn't always add. Sometimes he adds. So here he adds. Often in Aruch Chaim, he'll add, but Mishaburo will already add it in, so it's kind of swallowed up. In Yeridea, there's no Mishabura, so we have an opportunity to look at the Be'er HaGolah. The Be'er HaGolah, Ois Lamed Dalet, tells us that this is from the Rambam. Now he explains, because there could be a Svara, you can hear someone say, wait a second, keep it up, it's Daraisa. The father wants me to violate an Issur D'Rabbanan, maybe I should listen to my father. So the Shulchan Aruch says no. It comes from the Rambam. Where the Rambam get it from? So explains the Be'er HaGolah. Kevan D'Rabbanas Nechinu Alav D'Lo Sasser Harei Mechad D'Var Torah. When the Chachamim gave Isurei D'Rabbanan, they were empowered by the Torah gave them the authority to do that. The Pasuk says, Lo Sasur, that you're not allowed to stray from the words of the Chachamim. And therefore, on some level, every Darabanan is really a Doraisa. Okay, that's a debatable topic. That's discussed. How do we really view every Darabanan like a Doraisa? That's one approach the Be'er HaGolah brings down. Aleph Nun Inami. Mishum Dimini Darabanan Havikvoda Shamaka Makom Lekomin Aviv. Even things that are quote-unquote only Durabanan still involve covet of Hashem. And the covet of Hashem comes before the covet of our parents. And therefore, the din Durabanan involves covet of Hashem. Covet of Hashem before covet of our parents. That is Sif Tezvah. Sif Tezayim is a really a continuation of Tezvah. Ha'av Shetziva has been O Shelo Yedaber in Ploni. The father gets into a fight with the gabbai in shul. The father gets into a fight with someone in shul. And he tells his son, I don't want you talking to that person. I don't want you talking to him. I don't want you forgiving him. And the father schleps the son into his own politics, into his own fight. The father commands the son, don't talk to him, don't forgive him. But the son, he's chilled out. The son is fine. You know, he's happy to forgive the person. Except his father has commanded him and instructed him not to forgive his friend. Whoever friend it is, it doesn't matter. He may not listen to his father's command. Why? Look at the Taz, Zivkotan, Tez, Zayim. Taz on the inside. He may not listen to his father who's telling him not to forgive and not to speak to Ploni. You're not allowed to hate any Jew unless you saw him violate some terrible aver. And therefore, since your father is asking you to hate this person for no reason, so your father is asking you to do something else. So Tez Zayin is just a continuation of Tezvav, who's telling us that Benam Lachavero and hating people, not speaking to people, is also a violation of Halacha, and therefore your parents are not allowed to instruct you to do that, and if they do, you're not allowed to listen to them. Sif Yud Zayin. Echad Ha'ish Ve'echad Ha'isha Shavin B'Kovit Uvamora Shal Av Va'eh. Both father, a man and a woman are both obligated in respecting the parents. When it comes to kavod, this famous chazal, kavod it's avicha ve'esimecha. First comes the father, then comes the macha. First comes the father and the mother. Then the pasuk says ish imo ve'aviv tirahu. When it comes to fearing our parents, ish imo ve'aviv tirahu. It flips the order. First the mother, then the father. So they say when it comes to respect, here is avicha ve'esimecha. Someone naturally respects his mother more than his father. His mother is nicer to him, and has more of a natural relationship. And therefore, the Torah first says kabeinu avicha, because you need chizuk in respecting your father. You're more inclined to respect your mother, and you're more inclined to fear your father than your mother. And therefore, when it comes to fear, it puts the mother before the father. So we have to respect our parents, both the kavod and mora, are both parents. Okay, actually, that's not what this halacha is speaking about. This halacha is speaking about something else. My sister and I are both obligated in respecting and fearing our parents. Okay, that's what this halacha is talking about. Ella, so then why does the pasuk say, "Bye, kabeit etzavicha v'esimecha"? Respect, not be fine. to your father-in-law. Ish, a man, ish imo v'aviv tira'u. Tira'u is plural. Ish is singular male, a man. Why a man? Only men are chayav to fear the parents. Women are not obligated to fear their parents. So that's what the halacha says. No, the siblings, the brother and the sister are equal. They're even Stephen. They're both obligated in respect and fearing the parents. Ella, but so why does it say ish? Sha'isha aim biyada lasos. The woman is not always able to serve, take care of her parents. Because her first responsibility is to her husband. And therefore, sometimes a woman is unable to properly take care of her parents because her first responsibility is her husband. A woman who's married, her first responsibility is to her husband. And therefore, when it goes head to head with Kibbut Av Ve'Eim, she's exempt from Kibbut Av Ve'Eim. She has to, her first responsibility is her husband. However, if she's no longer married, she's divorced, if she's widowed, God forbid, chayeves. So then she goes back to being exactly like her brother, full obligation in respecting and fearing the parents. The Shach points out, Tzivkot and Yud Tes, Lefichach Hiptura, V'nira D'Ein Baila Machbid, Chayeves B'chol Dabar She'ef She'kmo Ha'ish. If her husband does not mind, her husband should be relaxed. Okay, take care of your, go take care of your parents. Oh, then I won't be able to make supper. Okay, I'll make do with cornflakes. I'll eat leftovers. The husband will take care of himself. So if the husband is not makbid, then she's obligated to take care of her parents. If her husband is makbid, then her first responsibility is her husband and is her family. Now, officially, the husband's first responsibility is his parents. But that's very, very not simple. When it's his wife's needs and his family's needs going up against his parents, even though officially the halacha will seem to say that the parents come first, for him, it's only by her that her husband comes first. A question has to be asked, and I think the poskim are going to say that shalom bayis adif, person, whether even if it's a son, his first obligation is towards his wife and his family. And that's not the official halacha, but it's a very, very, it's a relevant question, and it's an important question that must be asked. And my understanding is often the answer is going to be, obviously every situation is different, but often one will be told that their family comes first. Okay, Sif Yud Ches. This is a very exciting sugya. Sif Yud Ches. What if I don't have? Okay, bottom line, I guess we'll get to tomorrow. Now we'll just discuss the background. So the Rambam writes that a mamzer is chayev in kibud avayim. He's chayev in fearing his parents and respecting his parents. A mamzer is created, usually, because his parents were involved in illicit relations. Okay? His parents did a terrible, terrible affair. Now, it's possible that it can come about through a rape and it was not her fault or whatever. But in a regular scenario, both his parents, although here it just talks about the father. It's interesting. The father violated a terrible, terrible, terrible affair. Nonetheless, says the Rambam, the son, the mamzer, is chayev in respecting and fearing his parents. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. Afil hoya aviv rasha, even if his father is a rasha, ubal averos, full of averos, mechabdo umishyare mimenu. It does not seem to affect the son's obligation in kibbut av ha'em one bit, according to the Rambam. Now the Tor brings down this Rambam, and he disagrees. And he says, no, if a father is full of averos, the son does not have an obligation in kibbut av ha'em. He disagrees. Unless the father does tshuva. Now, the obvious question is, what if the father doesn't know any better, and he's called a tinuk shenishba, nowadays, that's about tshuva? Okay, that question we'll save we'll save for tomorrow. We're talking about in the olden days, where there was no such thing as a person who didn't know any better, everybody knew better. Fine. So, what is the proof for the tour? So, everyone's trying to figure out where did the Rav, the simpler understanding is, seems to be like the tour. The tour has an explicit Gemara. The Gemara says that, the tour changes the Gemara a little bit, but basically, if a father was charging interest, which he's not allowed to do, and he leaves over to his children, he leaves over a cow. He leaves over a cow, he received the cow as interest. Okay, the father dies, the children, for kavod av, kibud av, they have to return the cow to the person that gave the father the cow. The cow was given as ribis daraisa, interest prohibited on the Torah level, he dies, the children have to return it. So the Gemara asks, why does he have to return it? We have a number of mitzvahs where the mitzvahs bin adam l'chavero are only when the other person is acting like a proper Jew. Nasi ba'amcha lo sa'or. Don't curse a prince in your nation. And the Gemara learns that ba'osa ma'isa amcha, when he acts like he's a Jew. So why over here do the children have to return the cow? The father violated the terrible prohibition of interest. The Gemara answers ba'osa tshuva. The father did tshuva. So says the Torah, only when the father does tshuva, the children have a mitzvah of kibud av v'eim to go return the cow. That's an explicit Gemara. So that's the raya for the Torah. So why is the Rambam going against that Gemara? And that's the opinion of the Rambam. Haggah, note says the Rambam, that's from the tour. So we have a big machlokes, famous machlokes in the Rambam. And the tour, the Rambam says there is a kibud av v'eim by parents who are, let's say, totally not observant. And again, in the olden days, Bali Tshuva nowadays we'll discuss tomorrow. And the Rambam says there is a mitzvah, kibud av v'eim, the Torah says not. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, there is a mitzvah. And the Rambam passes like the tour, there is not. Now, what is the reason for the Rambam? The tour seems to have an explicit Gemara. So the Beis Yosef takes the tour's Gemara and explains how he thinks that this is not a proof. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam. So he supports the Rambam. So he rejects the Gemara of the tour. That Gemara is not a proof. And then they try to come out with reasons of why the Rambam passes the way he passes. The Beis Yosef has a whole very complicated calculation. The Bach has a couple of interesting answers. One, just a simple way to look at it. The Pasuk says that Terach, that was the idolatrous father of Avram Avinu, died in Haran. Why did it say that? People shouldn't say that Avram Avinu didn't fulfill the mitzvah, keep it off. He left his old father and he disappeared. So the Bach wants to say that that's a raya, that even when your father is an idolater, there's still a mitzvah of kibud av v'eim. That's one raya of the Bach. Now one could say, it wasn't really a mitzvah of kibud av v'eim, it's just people are going to say it's going to look bad. Not that there's an actual mitzvah over there. But the lashon is lo kiyem Abraham kibud av. The Radvaz has a very interesting proof. He wants to say it's based on what we learned in Sifir Aleph. When your father does an avera, you're not going to say, Dad, you did an avera. You have to phrase it very respectfully with a question. So he says, he's talking about a father who doesn't care about the mitzvahs. So you still have a mitzvah of respecting their father and talking to him properly. I say, Dad, you're a sinner. You're doing the wrong thing. No, that's not how you talk to your father. So the Radvaz says, based on that Gemara, which we saw last week in Sifir Aleph, that even the father violates something in the Torah, you have to speak to him respectfully. So you see that even if the father is not observant, he still has to be spoken to properly and respected. And the pasuk that we saw before, Nasi ba'amcha lo sa'or, that by certain mitzvahs, we see the concept of oysa ma'isa amcha. Yeah, he has to act like a Torah Jew. But kibud av v'eim, it doesn't say that. That term is not used, and therefore kibud av v'eim, says the Radvaz, explaining the Rambam, is not one of those mitzvahs that the person, the recipient, meaning the parent, has to be a Torah Jew. Okay, so that is Simin Reish Mem of Yeridea, Sifin Aleph, Yud Aleph, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Yud Dalasik, Tezot, Tezayin, Yud Zayin, and Yud Ches, and we're going to touch up Yud Ches. There's some interesting Pesach Chuvas over here. tomorrow. Bezrat Hashem.